This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game is over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLAV, that's Believe, for 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's promo code BLAV. Bet Online. The game starts here.
Yeah. Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or win, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson,
I'm a who that. I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Booking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL. When things seem fishy, then you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Look, like this, and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or win, and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this, and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
All right, shout out to the mighty Who Dat Nation, man. We in this thing representing the coma. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're now rocking with the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys, where we have intense, entertaining, educating, and enlightening sport talk from your favorite sports fam. We up in this thing. Shout out to the fam. Appreciate y'all being in the live stream on this one. And we're just on basically, fam, we're going to kind of break it down and kind of just go over and talk about all the over the last 3 days of Saints minicamp, as this is it until we see the team late in July as the big camp gets going. Mandatory camp, everybody will be there. We'll see what the black and gold can contribute. But this is our recap on the Saints minicamp. A lot of things happened yesterday, fam. We posted some highlights of the last couple of days, but a lot of stuff shaking and baking. So shout out to the fam. Appreciate y'all for being in the stream. Much love to the Who Dat's out there. Big ups. I just wanted to give a big shout out to my guy, Jerry, OG Jerry. Big ups to him making his birthday. I think OG turned 40 years old today, man. Shout out to OG Jerry, man. Listen, OG Jerry, no matter who you are in terms of talking Saints, OG Jerry always makes a point to spend his valuable time showing support and lending a cheering ear for the Who Dat Nation. And for everybody out there who knows, everybody loves the OG. And we appreciate his support and as well as you guys. But it's his birthday. Give a mighty shout out to to the OG himself, and a happy birthday for that brother. Shout out to him, man. So big ups to OG, man. Hope you had a good birthday and have a good birthday weekend. What a hell of a weekend for it to fall on in terms of Father Day weekend as well. So shout out to OG, man. Just wanted to give him a shout out there. All right, so big ups to the fam, man. And this one, I'm not going to hold you guys long on tonight's stream. We have a Pelican post-game report stream coming up tonight just to touch on a few things. And then tomorrow morning, PPR in the morning, we'll kind of talk about some stuff going on with the Pelicans. We'll open up the phone lines, let guys chime in on their thoughts on the Pelicans on the Pelican post-game report. So a couple of things right there. But anyway, let's hop right into it, man. Saints minicamp news, man, is provided by our guy Neil Carpenter over there at thewhodatdaily.com. Shout out to him. Niles has been putting in work over there and doing some fantastic things, man. Always very consistent. And this is his minicamp day 3 update. And this is some of the stuff that was talked about as well. So always feel free to go over there and give Mr. Carpenter a share at thewhodatdaily.com. You know, it's our headquarters site, man. We got it popping. Anyway, Saints faced some significant stuff in day 3 of the minicamp. The announcement that started with Juwan Johnson will be he's sidelined due to the upcoming foot surgery. According to NFL insider Adam Schefter, he's expected to miss time in training camp and preseason, though there is optimism he could be ready for the regular season. Johnson, a former wide receiver, played 16 games last season, recording 37 catches for 368, 4 touchdowns, recently signed a 2-year contract before 2023. And it just goes to show you, when you're talking about what's going on with Juwan Johnson, he was a big factor in a lot of things that was positive shaking in terms of the Saints. Last year, a lot of people was kind of down on him, but then again, the Saints offense wasn't all that either. Last year's is Derek Carr and Juwan Johnson and several other receivers just couldn't get on the same page in many of the games last year. Had things kind of caught fire a little early on, we could have seen a big difference in catch stats and everything from Juwan Johnson. But a very discouraging start to his 24 campaign, because it would have been nice to have him there, but he's not done for the year. So having this to happen now, even though you don't want it to happen, still in all, I think it's a plus, because at some point in the season, you'll get Juwan Johnson back to kind of help you out. But now the Saints have to focus on who these guys are, who's going to be the person to kind of step up there and make things pop for them here. And as we bounce right here to Kyle T. Mosley, shout out to him and the Saints News Network, always providing a scoop as well. Bob Rose wrote a nice article. Saints announced 2 personnel moves today to kind of coincide with the fact that Juwan Johnson will miss a significant portion of the season. Saints made 2 transactions the day after the mandatory minicamp, according to team announcement on Friday. New Orleans Saints tight end Jasper Holston is who they signed on Friday to make room for Holston. The Saints Holstead, the Saints release wide receiver Kyle Sheets. And I like Kyle Sheets, man. I thought you're hoping perhaps he'll be back later on, but he was an undrafted rookie out of Slippery Rock. Holstead, a 27-year-old, a 4-year veteran who played collegiately at Princeton, originally a wide receiver, was signed by the Bears back in 2019 as an undrafted rookie. As a rookie wideout, he appeared in 6 games, caught 8 passes for 87 yards in the score. And after spending the 2020 season on Chicago's practice squad, Horsted earned a spot on the active roster for the Bears in 21. He appeared in 7 contests and caught 2 passes for 21 yards. I guess he served mostly as like a blocker. The Raiders signed Horsted as a free agent in 2022. He was converted to a tight end in training camp, would have 3 receptions for 19 yards in 15 games played. He made the team again last season, catching 1 pass for 4 yards over 13 games. So not a lot of time from Horsted here to step in here. Not the kind of signing that you would expect the Saints would to go by, if you know what I mean, fam. If you know Juwan Johnson is going to be out, you would think the Saints would kind of look at things and say, hey, you know what, man? We missing this guy right here. Perhaps we should kind of step in that thing and see if we can bring in somebody that's a little bit more, you know, more productive, more veteran. You see what I'm saying there? But, you know, like I said, Juwan Johnson is there, but they still, in terms of tight ends, they still have a lot of people. We'll go down that and that we'll look at the depth chart momentarily. But yes, this is very interesting news. Horsted, 6'3", 240 pounds, finished his collegiate career with 196 catches for 2,703 yards and 28 touchdowns. So very productive in college, just yet to show what he can do in the pro game. He left as Princeton's all-time leader in catches and receiving scores and second in receiving yards. That's pretty good. Then again, not a lot of great talent from a wide receiver's perspective comes out of Princeton, but still a bonus, but not so much pro-wise. Mostly a special team contributor through his career. Horsted played under current QB coach Andrew Ginoco. Oh, that's the tie. Briefly in Chicago, he's also a teammate of guess who? Derek Carr for one season with the Raiders. There you go. It's always a tie, man. Some kind of way back around. So you got Ginoco when he played, and of course, a teammate of Derek Carr. So if you're a former Raider, at chance, you know, you have an opportunity to land on the team. How many former Raider people we have here on the Saints team? It's quite a few of them. So they're expecting him to be sidelined for at least the regular season opener with the foot surgery, but Jasper Horsted will have an opportunity to earn a roster spot for a position that includes the likes of Foster Monroe, undrafted rookie Dalen Hawker, along with Michael Jacobson and Tommy Hudson. And then, of course, you can also, if you want to, and I don't know if the Saints are going to do that, but, you know, they undrafted Lions do have Taysom Hill, who I think will operate more as a rusher. So we'll see what it happens, depending on what goes on. But, yeah, Foster Monroe and definitely Jasper Horsted's there. But a lot of people is going to be looking at Dalen Hawker, who actually showed up and has some pretty, a pretty decent showing at the mini camp. So we'll see with Dalen Hawker. A lot of people like this kid, his athleticism. And with Juwan Johnson out of the way and Foster Monroe seeming to be the guy, can Dalen Hawker and some of these other young tight ends make a name for themselves with an injury? When somebody goes down, you got to step up and make a name for yourself. So can he do that? We shall see moving forward. All right, anyway, to go on and keep it moving here. And, of course, we go on to the Chase Young news. You guys probably heard it in other health-related news. Defensive end Chase Young received a positive update following his offseason neck surgery. According to Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, reported that the renowned neck specialist, Dr. Robert Watson, provided a favorable prognosis during Young's recent checkup, although Young will undergo further tests in about 6 weeks. He plans to participate in training camp, bolstering the Saints defensive line with his anticipated return. So this is very good and a very critical update there, because the neck surgery was something we looked at. We thought about it. We're like, damn, that's a serious thing. But that is a very glowing report. 6 weeks and another an update, which should have him positioned for perhaps starting or coming into and have more of a favorable or a, I guess you could say, more of a solid timeline for return for the Saints. A lot of people kind of saying that originally thought that he could be ready for the regular season and participate in the first week game. But if this keeps going and he keeps doing what he's doing, more than likely he'll have an opportunity to step up in that thing. Right. All right. So anyway, let's keep going. And of course, in the other portion of Saints news, the Saints also made notable adjustments to the salary cap by restructuring the contract of versatile tight end Taysom Hill. The team converted $8.79 million of Hill's salary into a signing bonus and created $6.59 million in cap space. The move increases Hill's 2025 salary cap to $2.19 million and just under $18 million. Next year, we'll also be setting up a $9.7 million in avoided year salary cap charges for 2026 if his contract voids. With these financial maneuvers, the Saints now sit comfortably with $12 million in space for the 2024 season. And perhaps this could be something the Saints could use on a situation that's going on currently with AK-41 as we kind of transition to that. So the contract situation that happened with Alvin Kamara, all this stuff happened. Very interesting stuff that happened for the black and gold. Alvin Kamara kind of stepped out and did his thing as he's looking for a new contract with the black and gold. And like we said, they were asking him questions, and he talked to Christian McCaffrey, didn't ask him nothing about the system. I wonder if he was talking money. And you can't hear, if you're Alvin Kamara, and like I said, since Christian McCaffrey and Alvin Kamara has been in the NFL, these guys have been constantly compared to each other. And even though if you look at it from a statistical standpoint, Christian McCaffrey, in terms of an overall player, Christian McCaffrey's eclipsed 1,000 yards rushing several times last year, over 1,400 yards. Elvin Kamara came close one year again. And I know we don't really focus totally on the 1,000-yard rusher because these guys are multi-purpose backs. They're scrimmage backs that impact you, the game in multiple ways. They're running backs that catch the ball like a receiver. You can line them up all over the field. They're complete weapons. There's always going to be a premium on running backs like this. So people out there, don't get conflicted and call Elvin Kamara a running back, because he's so much more to your offense than just a running back. He can tear you up from the running back position, wide receiver position. You can also kick return if you need him. These guys are weapons all over the field for you to use at your discretion. So it'll be interesting to see how these guys tend to do this, because in the end, it's all about the paper, man. They could talk all this team stuff, but when it come down to it, they got to make sure the money is right as well. And we're going to do that here. Thank you, son. Appreciate you. All right. All right. So anyway, as we take a look at this article right here, also by Niles, man, he's our central figure in terms of Saint content. Saints running back Elvin Kamara made headlines on Thursday by leaving Saints minicamp practice early, signaling a clear message about the ongoing contract dispute with Kamara, who's nearing the end of his current deal, is seeking an extension or a restructure. But so far, no agreement has been reached, and his agent, Brad Cicala, I hope I'm not butchering it, confirmed to NFL Insider and Rappaport that the departure was indeed related to contract negotiations. Kamara's deal pays him $10.7 million for this season, but with
passion, drive, and patience, the formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With a $25 million cap hit looming in 2025, it is evident that the Saints are unlikely to commit such a large salary. Now, Kamara's push for a new deal comes in the wake of Christian McCaffrey's two-year, $38 million extension with the Niners, which sets a bar for elite running back contracts. It does. You can see the tweet there by Kat. What she was saying, Kamara is one of the league's most versatile defensive, productive running backs. I don't want to play him there, but he accumulated almost 5,900 rushing yards, 54 rushing touchdowns, 4,219 receiving yards, 23 touchdown catches since being drafted in the third round by the Saints back in 2017. In 2023, he's recorded just 694 yards, 466 receiving yards, and 6 touchdowns over 13 games. Despite having 2 years remaining on his contract, Kamara is essentially on a one-year deal to the nine guaranteed 22.4 base salary in 2025. So with just $1 million guaranteed for 2024, Kamara is looking for security and recognition for his value. Now, the Saints navigate the situation as well, and they have a stable of other running backs, including Jamal Williams, Kendre Miller, Jordan Mims, and James Robinson. So that's some of the backs they have there in terms of the veterans. So if the Saints, if this draws out, and remember they had an issue before with it, and this is something that'll be interesting to see how the Saints handle this, because a lot of people looking at it, and the Saints, you know, they did the Taysom Hill thing, and the Taysom Hill thing, the timing of it along with Elvin Kamara, it definitely has something to do with the Saints maybe putting something together, a contract together to appease Elvin Kamara. you know, or maybe a 2-year extension or something like that. But I don't think it'll be nearly what Christian McCaffrey got. Well, let's kind of delve into that, shall we? Breaking down Christian McCaffrey's $38 million contract. Right now, the running back market is, you know, is maybe continue to slide backwards. But Christian McCaffrey proved once again that he sits outside of this grouping. So does Elvin. The 49ers locked in their versatile offensive weapon to a 2-year, $38 million new money extension. Now, this happened several weeks back. Total value on the terms, McCaffrey's 2-year, $38 million 2-year deal is 24.2 remaining on his previous contract to account for 4 years, $62.2 million in the total value deal. So a $24.2 million extension on top of it creates a 4-year deal at just over $62 million in total value. A massive win for the running back of his age, who's also carried multiple years of term remaining on his previous deal, and speaks to the unicorn status that CMC has garnered in 7 seasons. Now, listen, Christian McCaffrey's phenomenal. His year last year with the 49ers, I've showed you guys a number of times his statistics. And we use his statistics as an indicator of what Elvin Kamara can do. Now, I'm not going to try to cast, you know, or try to, you know, all I know is that Christian McCaffrey and Elvin Kamara, these guys play a similar style, and they're both phenomenal at what they can do. But if you some kind of way could find a role and they can operate similarly to what the 49ers was doing in terms of them running the ball and getting the ball to Christian McCaffrey, man, you know, whatever you give Elvin Kamara, it's not going to be larger than what Christian McCaffrey got, right? I don't think it's going to be there. I think at some point it'll be a good deal that Elvin and the Saints could get together on. It also would probably make a good sense for the Saints right now. Now, rest assured, the Saints also still have Kendre Miller, who they drafted out of TCU. Now, we do realize that at some point, Kendre Miller will become that guy in the future, just like we look at guys like Jake Haener or Spencer Rattler. In the future, these guys could have potential to kind of take the team by, you know, by the steering wheel and drive it. But as for right now, could you really honestly say that the Saints are a contending team? And most people say they're not a contending team right now, Q. But without Elvin Kamara, how do the New Orleans Saints really look? So, I mean, you're not in a position where you can say, you know what, Kendre Miller's ready to go right now. Elvin, whatever, we can't do that for you. Peace, hasta la vista. No, Elvin Kamara right now, I don't think he gets chipped off as much as Christian McCaffrey did, because McCaffrey got paid after having a massive year last year. Without his production and what he did for the 49ers last year, they wouldn't have gotten there. He gave them the balance along with Brock Purdy and the rest of those guys. They were absolutely phenomenal. So the average annual salary, McCaffrey was already the highest paid average running back in the NFL, just north of $16 million. The new extension places him at $19 million. Now, a crisp $4 million higher than any back in the game. Well, Christian McCaffrey sitting up there with $19 million a game. You see who's the top three guys. It's Christian McCaffrey. And then also you see AK-41 right there, bringing up the second place, and then Jonathan Taylor at $14 million. So you know what that means. Elvin Kamara, like he said, he talked to Christian McCaffrey and he asked him, hey, did you talk about the system? How the system? I ain't talking about the system. What are you talking about? I'm talking about that damn money. Well, man, you get your money, man. But it, like I said, so Elvin Kamara was severely underutilized in the Saints building last year, man, and it's unfortunate. But like I said, this is his current contract right here. As you can see, the 2024 deal at $2.2 million, according to Sportrack right there. And then, of course, the 2025 year, they basically how it breaks down with a bump from the 10 to the 22.4. So the Saints, in my opinion, and then they got voided years where they owe Elvin money. But it could be said now the Saints could just, I mean, we ain't looking for a longer extension, because basically if you give Elvin Kamara a 2-year extension, you have him tied up to the year until he become to the year 2026, and he becomes 31. And then, of course, you kind of, I guess the Saints can place out in there if they want to, if they can get from up under. But Alvin Kamara was so underutilized last year and the year before that he has a lot to give, especially if you group him with other backs that are also talented and then use Alvin Kamara all over the field. And then, you know, you can mix and match. You don't have to brutalize him. And the Saints haven't been exclusively running Alvin Kamara as a featured back. You know, so he has more life than, you look at his age and say, well, Q, in 2 years, he's going to be 31 years of age. You know, what we want with that? But he has not been utilized like that. Think about it. Over the last 2 years, 3 years, he's not been overly abused, especially last year. The Saints didn't, and plus, if you have a Jamal Williams, who's a compliment to him, Kendra Miller's here, and then you can throw Taysom in there the way they're going to be using him. So, you kind of extend Alvin Kamara life, but you can get value from Alvin as a running back and he's a satellite back, a scrimmage back. So you can use him in different ways all over the field. So hopefully if the Saints, and I'm thinking that's why they're moving this money around on Taysom, they can open up some money to kind of make a deal with Alvin Kamara, because you're going to need Alvin Kamara to make whatever run you're trying to do. I don't see the Saints popping with very much going into the NFL regular season, and Alvin Kamara, one of their best players, is not there. I mean, Alvin Kamara, if you go and talk about value of players here, Alvin Kamara is in terms of importance to offense or importance to scheme and success of team. Without Alvin Kamara, man, I don't know what you say. You got other running backs there that can help you put a taste in there. But Alvin Kamara, man, would use properly as one of the best backs in the game. I see him right now as a top 10 running back. I can see with this system, if properly implemented, he can have similar success as Christian McCaffrey. You know, so this will behoove the Saints to get this deal done before, you know, if he decides to say, you know what, I'm coming into camp anyway, and when I break them records, y'all going to pay me. No, you better pay him right now. I call it the Herb Jones effect. You know, get him locked in. I don't think the deal would be bigger than Christian McCaffrey, simply because, you know, from a statistical standpoint, it wouldn't make sense to me. But I do value Alvin Kamara, and Alvin's what, like 600 yards? Or what, well, I think it was between four to 600 yards. Y'all remind me in the chat. That he would need to break the Saints' all-time rushing record and take it from, who got it? Mark Ingram. To take it from Ingram, he can set it and forget it. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how AK-41 looking to get his paper. So, yeah, I would definitely encourage the Saints to make moves and do that. Make moves and do it and get them under contract right away, sir. So, I mean, that's a few things we're dealing with. And of course, as we get ready to kind of move forward into the training camp aspect of the team, we got a whiles now, right now, where we got July, late July, before we see any more organized stuff with the Saints, and they'll get a break and then they'll shift and get ready for the training camp. But boy, are we close. We in the summer, man, and we got some time. So y'all just enjoy it. But over the last 3 days, it's been fun watching the black and gold do their thing as well. But anyway, let's take a look at some of these, the unofficial depth chart as it stands currently from ourlads.com. And man, like I said, man, Chris Olave dealing with a little bang up. He got a shoulder issue. We knew what happened with Nick Saldivari. He should be fine. Had a little soft tissue thing going on. They're saying he should be fine now. But the play of Ryan Ramczyk, we talked about going over and seeing in the statistics, I posted highlights. A lot of people seen a lot of positive things. And like you said, it's still early on. So it's kind of difficult to kind of weed out and get, some of this stuff exactly going. But what you do see in terms of the offense and the defense that I was seeing from film is the fact that I do like the fact that it is consistent over the OTAs, over the Saints minicamp. And other, you know, just going forward, you've seen the offense been steady in terms of it getting in and out of its in the huddle and moving pretty seamlessly. You've seen a lot of the guys pick up and have very positive attitudes about what they see. They really are excited about it. And the fact that everybody's learning the system, everybody is more dialed in than recent, when guys had the same system for the last umpteen years, and they're just sitting up there saying, oh, we already know this. This year puts thinking caps on everybody, especially on the offense, to kind of figure out something new. It shakes up and change is good in many cases. So, you know, what could we be expecting? And we're going to do an early expanded look right here before we get out of here at the upcoming training camp, and we'll flash back with a more in-depth one. And this is the work framework during this time frame where you'll start seeing me roll out a lot of the position breakdowns and stuff like that. Talk about that as we get ready for training camp. So, you know, y'all be looking out for that. But really encouraged by a lot of stuff that I've said, and I'll continue to say this, the tackles, the offensive tackles that we have with Talisi Fuaga and Trevor Penning, that's a goal. When they decided to do that, and we were talking about that sometime, when they made the decision to say, hey, man, you know what? We're going to do this. We're going to make these people put this together, and we're going to have these guys here. I really appreciate the hell out of that, and it's what it is. So it's just, I'm sorry about that, fam, but it's really interesting and fun all at the same time, man, to be able to kind of watch, as it were, the Saints' new tackle situation, the left guard, Nick Saldivari, him getting an opportunity. And I do like the young players. They have a lot of potential. I think Fuaga and Penning will make some moves. I do like them at the position. Ryan Ramczyk is probably a downer right there. Ryan Ramczyk hasn't gotten any better. And I've said it, that knee issue will not, hopefully it will improve, but he needs major surgery. He knows that. He's trying to wait and see how it goes. And then by the time training camp roll around, they're going to look at it again. And if it ain't what it's hidden for, Ryan Ramczyk needs to shut it down and go get the major surgery to get that corrected as soon as possible. I pulled up his contract. He still has a couple years left on his deal. So he will have to rehab, come back, learn how to walk and all this kind of stuff. But it's a tough choice, but you got to make it. Because this type of offense, we can't have guys with bum knees moving around and stuff like that. You get exposed. It's all built on speed. It's not a lumbering power three. This is what John Benton would say. Guys got to be able to move and beat athletic defenders to points on the field, to block out and cut out pursuit angles and all this kind of stuff like Benton was talking about. That's not Ryan Ramczyk. He has to get that together. But Fuaga and guys like Trevor Penning, I'm really big on it. I like our young tackles. I like Nick Saldivari and what, you know, his maturation. Hopefully he can stay healthy. And also a big point of emphasis for me going forward, looking at the Saints offensive line, because that's the keys to a lot of stuff. The offensive line has to block properly for the running attack to have an opportunity to have big stats and an impact on the game. So, you know, outside of that, how much is the drop off? Some questions for training camp we'll have to figure out. How much is the drop off from the starting offensive from the starting unit for the offensive line to the backups? You know, we got to find the proper guys. I know we have Landon Young who has to step up and show Shane Lemieux, Lucas Patrick, and a few others that are Ali Udo and a few of those guys. How do they look? You know, we'll get an extended peep at what those guys look during training camp. The wide receivers is something. They tried out Russell Gage. They didn't sign anything. Came out of it. The fact that they tried them out, they didn't sign them. But if you take a look at the Saints wide receivers, A.T. Perry, Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, Bub Means are going to be interested to see what he can do. Cedric Wilson's another guy we're looking at. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Saints had if they did cut one of their wide receivers to make room for a tight end, like I said, with Jesper Horsted. But it'll be interesting to see how all that shakes out as well. The running back room is solid. Taysom Hill is a big question mark in terms of what he does in the Saints offense. That'll be ever present to see how he handles it. The fullback battle with Xander Horvath, how did he step up and handle his business? And, of course, on the defensive side, the just overall health of the Saints defense. We know passing yards is going to be out pretty much, they're saying, for most of the season, if not all of the season. We'll see. But the health of Chase Young is a big one. Got a good bit of news from that. Talked about that today. Him being on pace to be an impact player or perhaps a starter for the Saints come the week one matchup against Carolina. Brian Bercy. Can Brian Bercy in his second year step up and challenge for a starting spot in the interior of the Saints defensive line? He's a first round draft pick. Can he do that in terms of the Saints in depth at defensive end with Cam and Peyton and Isaiah Foskey? How's that look? Can there be anybody with passing your hurt in the interior of the defensive line that can step up, like Christian Boyd, who we drafted, Jack Heflin? Can those guys, Kendall Vickers, can they step up and have an impact with passing your being out? The linebacker battle, which is the most sterling or most, biggest battle that I see happening, with Willie Gay challenging Pete Werner for that other linebacker spot outside of DeMario Davis. That, my friends, that is going to be probably my favorite battle to watch all damn year coming up in training camp. That's going to be a serious battle, because Pete Werner is not going to give up his starting job lightly. This might push Pete Werner to be better. Who knows? But Willie Gay there with his athletic ability helps cover up a lot of non-athletic issues from the interior at the linebacker position for the Saints. So if you have Carl Granderson on one side, Chase Young on the other side, DeMario Davis with Willie Gay, that's a lot of speed. So a lot of this stuff that we have problems with crafty, speedy quarterbacks, those guys won't probably be able to run around the line with guys like that, hunting them down and making sure they keep them in check. So that's going to be an interesting battle. Which some of these backup linebackers step up and make their names being known. DeMarco Jackson, what does he do? Nephi Sewell, can he stay healthy and have an impact? Anfernee Orji, Jalen Ford, and a few of these other guys who can be young linebackers of the future to step up and kind of have an impact there. And then, of course, we go to the secondary. We've seen Lattimore there. Good to see him back at camp with the boys there after being hurt. He looks healthy again. Good to see him. Paulson Adebo playing on the contract year. Can the Saints kill two birds with one stone? Can they get Elvin Kamara done and then look at Paulson Adebo? They got some work and they got to do if they're serious about it. Mickey Loomis ain't doing nothing. Go ahead and get it together. Do what you got to do to get this fixed. And of course, we know Kool-Aid McKinstry should be healthier going into training camp. Is going to be fun watching him. You see Jordan Howden's maturation, and they got a bunch of other players that'll be really interesting. Alante Taylor's going to have a solid year in my book at the nickel position. He's looking forward to stepping up and improving in his third year. What place does Will Harris, the veteran, play in the whole mixture? Can he step up and make some plays? So it's going to be interesting, even in the special teams game, with Lou Headley kicking real good. Matthew Highball is a dude he's competing with. Blake Groupe did some positive stuff, and Charlie Smith is on his bumper. So a lot of stuff is going on, man, with the Saints going forward, man. The training camp, man, it's going to be awesome, to be honest with you, man. We'd be looking forward to seeing that go on. I ain't going to lie to you. Saints football, man. But then again, that means that the season is close, man. I'm going to enjoy the summer. The children are all from school, so you got to enjoy that and be able to spend some time with them, talk to them and all that. Speaking of which, I'm going to get ready to get out on this. Listen, I appreciate y'all for chiming in on this episode of The Coma. Please feel free to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. All by means, feel free to go to whodatdaily.com, sign up. Spread the articles around, help us out there, post them on the Facebook group, Saint Greg, all that kind of stuff helps us out, man. And we appreciate you on that one, but much love to y'all. And once again, big ups to OG Jerry. Happy birthday, my friend. Appreciate you and everybody out there, man. Y'all have a fantastic Father's Day weekend. I'm about to move on over to the Pelican Post game report. I'm gonna holler at y'all on the next one, man. Much love. Keep it real. And who that to you, baby. Appreciate you. And I'm out.
I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or win, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like this, and I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Bucking on town, duck down. Falcons pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Yeah, like this, and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that.
Lose or win, and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma. This is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that. Where we do that. Where we do that at. Boogie like this, and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma. This is where we do that. Where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
The Sports Coma is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.